Patient name, Courtney Smalley, S-M-A-L-L-E-Y, date of birth 7/31/89, date of service 2/6/24. This is a 34-year-old female patient. She's being seen today as part of a follow-up with a motor vehicle accident. She has had mid back pain since the accident occurred. The date of the accident was August 4th of 2023. It's been some time since that accident, but she still continues with the mid back pain. Formerly, she had neck pain and some issues with her shoulders, but that has resolved to just the mid back pain, gets occasional headaches as well. Also, she has a residual effect, she states, from the accident of having numbness on her fingertips, more so on the right hand, which seems to bother her more more effectually because she is a 911 dispatcher. She sits down. She uses both hands and wrists quite extensively on her job. Period, new paragraph. Patient hasn't taken any medications to really help these symptoms. Period, new paragraph. Blood pressure today is 157 over 92. Pulse is 74. Respiration 16. Temperature 98.8. Oxygenating at 96%. Current weight 259. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, she's on Bisprone and Citalopram for anxiety. Surgical history, she's had C-section times three, cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy, period, new paragraph. Social history, non-contributory, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented. She's very delightful to converse with. She is able to recall the incidents that happened on August 4th of 2023. A bit of history about that motor vehicle accident. She was hit, T-boned from the passenger side. EMS was called. However, there was no transfer to the hospital. Later on that day, she started to feel the effects of the headache and the neck pain and the back pain. She went to Livingston Exceptional ER in Livingston, Texas. And of course, we will send for those medical records. She tells me there was no x-ray or CT scan or any other radiological procedure that was performed. The period, new paragraph, so she's here today, continues with the mid-back pain and the numbness on the right-hand fingertips. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. She's able to participate in the exam. For instance, she's able to raise her hands over her head without any grimacing. She's able to move all four extremities without any issues. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears within normal limits, no tympanic membrane erythema. Neck is soft. There's no lymphadenopathy or masses that might contribute to any neck stiffness. Oral pharyngeal area clear. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Normal respiratory effort is observed. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. mid-back pain and altered skin sensation on that right hand, possibly indicating nerve irritation. This patient will be started on Motrin 800 milligrams three times a day and also initially given a Medrol dose pack. Patient will also be a candidate for physical therapy, which we will do twice a week for the next 4 weeks and then return to clinic after that. I am dictating this note in the patient's room with the patient. She is nodding her head that what I've said is correct. Is that correct? Yes. Okay. All right. And she'll come back in another month.